If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Wife, submit yourselves to your husband. You're not a slave. Say that. That's right. You are an equal participant. You had equality before Gloria Steinem. You had equality before the National Organization of Women. You were equal to that man because you came out his side. Not his back, not his foot, his side. Glory. He says, now, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, even as. And he is the savior of the body. Jesus is the savior of the body, and the husband is the savior of the wife. Wife should never have to go to the door when it's a bill collector. Send your husband. Honey, the man from the gas company's here. If he tells you to handle it, say, that ain't my job. Go back, do something else. Go sit down and watch HGTV. So you got to handle this, because see, this is the strong man's job. He's supposed to protect you. It makes the family strong. He said, therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, as, hopefully, so let the wives be subject unto their own husbands in everything. Just like the church. See, again, what is God doing? Taking the church and making it equal to the family. Just like the church is subject, so must the wives be subject. Know that going in. Let me help you. Those of you that want to be married, start working on your submission skills. There are two things that the man is looking for: submission and cooking. Start looking and working on both of those skills. Work on both of those skills. And here's what happens. The Bible says, he that finds a wife finds a good thing. Listen carefully. The verb to find implies looking. I can't find anything that I'm not looking for. So apparently, he's looking. You have to be findable. See, when you're dating and you get to the third trimester of dating is when you start cooking meals for your significant other. You start going out in the first trimester. The first trimester is McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky Fried, what's that turkey place? Boston Market. That's the first trimester. Because you really don't know each other. You don't want to bring them into the house. You know, you don't know if they're, you know, on Craigslist or not. So you take them out to other places and you eat there. All right. Then at that one, you're assessing manners and all those things. How he eats, does he wolf his food down, all that. You know, you're looking at all that. Okay. The second trimester, there is a different type of restaurant. You're going to ones with candles where the waiters might not speak English, you know, and you have to kind of say the name of the restaurant a little differently than McDonald's. You know, now it's McDonald's. You see, it's different when you get to the second trimester. Now, once you successfully get through that one, when you go downtown, you know, and you have to go through that, then you get to the third trimester is, I'll cook for you at home. Come over after church and I'll cook for you. Now, I'm going to tell you that the first two are not as important to the man as the last one. He may love you in the first one, adore you in the second one, but if the third one isn't good, you're done. You're done. I don't care what else you do. You're done. Because even if you're good in private times, after private times, he's hungry. And if you can't cook, you ain't going to hold it. So submission is not only submission to the directive for the moment, but it is the ability to provide long-term care. When you submit to Jesus, it's not just for the moment, not just for the situation, but it is the ability to give him long-term submission. That means that I submit when he's doing something that I like, and I submit when he's doing what I don't like, because I know that he has my best interest in heart. And Jeremiah 29 says, I got a plan, and that plan sometimes means that I won't be comfortable while he's working it out. Submit. And then he goes on now, and he said, husband, your verb is a little more difficult. Love your wives, even as Christ loves the church. That's the part we should take out. Just leave husbands love your wives and put a period after wives. We'd be all right, because then that would be subjected to your own understanding. I love you. I paid the mortgage, didn't I? No, he said, as Christ loves the church. What does it mean? The husband anticipates the needs of his wife. Listen carefully, husband. It means that without her even knowing it, you go through the closet and see that she needs new dresses. You look at her car and say, she needs some new tires. I don't want her driving a car where she ain't sure it's going to start. I don't want her. Now, well, how come the men was amen in the first part? Now y'all there like, I ain't got that kind of money. Then don't get married. If you can't provide for her, then don't get married. Because in the book of Genesis, before God gave Adam a woman, he gave him a house. He put him in the garden. You can't get married and take her to your mama house so y'all can eat your mama biscuits. You can't do that. He says here that the husband is to nurture the wife. He is to love the wife. He is to cover the wife. He is to do so. Why? Say, Pastor, it don't say all that. Yes, it does. It says they do it as Christ does it. He's to love his wife as Christ loves the church. That means Jesus anticipates your needs. Jesus provides for you tomorrow. No, listen, if your man really loves you, listen carefully, you never have to ask him for money. If he loves you, he will reach in his pocket and say, here you go, baby. Here you go. I know you. Lord have mercy. I don't know why y'all ain't dancing. If that man love you, you should never have to worry about anything. If he love you, why? Because Paul said he's supposed to do it like Christ does the church. Hallelujah. And even if you do come into some money, in that man's eye, it don't matter. He's not going to stop being the man to you because you came into some money. He's going to say, that's your money, baby. Do what you want to do with that money. Go ahead. This is relationship money here. This is my role. My role is to pay the mortgage. My role is to pay the car payment. My role is to buy the groceries. You can take that and get your hair done. Get your nails done. Do it. Oh. Oh. So for those of you who have been so burned where you say all men are dogs, I submit to you, stop going to the SPCA to get a husband. Go to the Ritz-Carlton. Go to the Four Seasons. Go where classiness is. Come to Bethel. I had a young lady at Bethel, and she said one day she was going, this guy was dating her, and she said she wanted him to come meet her pastor. And he said, who's your pastor? And she said, Eric Lamb. He said, no, that's all right. That's all right. And I told her, I said, if he can't deal with me, what's he going to do with the one that sent me? Because all I'm doing is saying what God said and watching over my spiritual daughters. I'm not going to let you get dogified. I'll save you from yourself. I'll take him out for dinner, and he won't come back. You're my spiritual daughters, and I'm not going to let the wolf get you, because the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. All I ask is that before you make him yours, run him past us. If he's got worth, he can shake my hand and look me in my eye and answer the question, what you going to do with my daughter? How you going to provide for her? You roll up in a $5,000 suit and $600 shoes, and she going around in jeans and T-shirts. Oh, no. If you're one, she ought to be right there with you, looking like you look. If you love your wife like Christ does the church, you take her to St. John. Up in New York on Fifth Avenue. Take it to St. John. Your Walmart days are over, lady. Hear me, wife, your Walmart day's over. Now watch. When you limit your role, you stop God from blessing your man. God said that man is supposed to love you like Christ does the church. You've allowed the devil to tell you that we can't afford it. His role is to make your life easier. Because you can do bad. Ow! Listen to this. Oh, my God. No. All right, we'll pick it up next week. Pick it up next week, because there's this phrase here. I'm going to give you real quick. He says, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. In other words, you never look better than your wife. If you can get your hair cut, she can get hers done. If you all manicured, she ought to be manicured. If you got your eyes done, she should have her eyes done. If you got your eyebrows arced, hers ought to be arced. You shouldn't look better than your wife. People shouldn't be looking at you and not being able to see her. You shouldn't come in styling like Diamond Jim and she looking like she just came from Walmart. That's your wife. She ought to look good because she represent you. And you represent God. Why do you think Jesus died on that cross and washed us in his blood? Because we represent him. And every time God looks at us, he sees Jesus. And every time somebody looks at that wife, they ought to see you. But that's the foundation. So what's that got to do with the cross? Everything. You see, we ignore responsibilities while we continue to preach salvation. You're already saved. Those of you that are not, the message will still reach you. But if you're saved, we need to know how to deal with our personal lives so that we can be the light of the world. Why did Jesus say we're the light of the world? But if he didn't expect us to touch every area of our life with that light, then why are we the light of the world? We thank you. We glorify and honor you. And pray, God, that you would help us to realize the responsibilities that you've outlined so that we can have good lives at home and in the world. Help us, Father, to become a family of believers in you, a family that trusts you, and a family that gives you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a good hand clap.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11315A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE, Channel 51, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH, Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.